something.
All right, a bit more.
How big was it in the tank? Could you all sleep? And how many of you were there?
There were five people in the tank. The driver and the co-driver down in their little seats. They just had seats, and you could sleep there. It's sort of like sleeping in a fairly uncomfortable chair. Mm-hmm. But we were in the turret of the tree. The crew commander standing up, and the gunner sitting in a little seat at the gun, and the loader operator, that's the radio operator who also loaded the gun. He set these big shells, which were about 3 feet long, and shoved them into the gun when he reloaded it. And he had it. So you could sleep in there, but it wasn't terribly comfortable.
No, knowing when you could lie down.
Not in a stretcher. Yeah, you could sort of curl up on the floor and sort of sleep.
You didn't sleep.
No, well, I didn't sleep. Somebody had to be on guard all the time. Mm-hmm. But when I tried to sleep, I was a bit
a bit worried.
But some of these guys, I envied them. They just like go to sleep, sleep away. Didn't matter. They were better, more relaxed people than I ever was. But they slept, some of them, even. And the thing with these tanks, sleeping in the tank, you'd almost suffocate in there because of the smoke. Everybody was smoking cigarettes. The three men smoking cigarettes, and the thing was just full of it. From the outside, in the daytime, if they were doing that, you could just see the cloud of smoke coming out of the top of the turret. Yeah, and sitting there, and that's
better to have fresh nicotine than someone else.
Yeah, that's right. But also, that was a time I told you about how the tanks were along this S part of the road, shaped like an S, and the Germans knew where they could shell it, right down around that S, and the shells would be going off right on the tank, and then they'd send over incendiaries, and when you were out putting the little fires out, then they'd send the other shells over. So they were having fun with us doing that all the time we were there. That was at night. You couldn't do much else at night except just sit there on the road. You couldn't get off the road. Mm. In the town, you could go anywhere because it was all paved.
Yeah.
And so on. I don't know what else to. There's a whole lot of things were happening around there. But on Christmas Day that year, that was 43, we were in. They were taking a church. Some Germans in this church, and the infantry were trying to get into this church. Every time they tried to get in, the Germans would fire machine guns at them. So they got our tanks up, and then this one, my tank was there, and we would fire into the door of this church, and then all smoke and plaster and dust and everything would come out the door, and it was just all smoke and debris inside the church. And of course, the infantry wouldn't go in quite, they didn't go in quite yet. They waited for this dust to clear and hoping that the Germans would be gone by that time. And then they would start to go in. And as soon as they started to go in, this damn machine gun, the Germans would start up again. And, so I got thinking that what they're doing is when we fire these guns, and it's while we're firing, and they know that they're hiding someplace. And as soon as we stop firing, they know what you're at. And while we do that, they come up and set up their machine gun again and wait for the infantry. So this is a dirty thing to think of. But I told this infantry officer, I said, when this time we're going to fire, and when the smoke clears, don't go in. Stay, keep all your men outside. And he did that.
And
just at that time, instead of the infantry going in, we fired. Mm-hmm. Two or three shells in, and then they went in, and he waved back from the door. It's okay. I don't know what happened, but we might have
got
the poor Germans come back with their machine gun that time. But maybe they had left before anyway. I don't know. Hopefully, I hope they had.
You hope they're talking to their children somewhere.
Anyway, that's the way we spent that Christmas of 43. Yeah.
Christmas Day in the church.
And we one time the belfry, you know, the church, we thought that was a lousy looking place for a nice place for a sniper, you see. So I kept telling the machine gunner that every now and then fire burst up there to, you know, keep these guys their heads down. And when he did that, it would ring the church bell. The bell would go ding dong. Christmas Day. But they had that Christmas Eve, the day before that. They had great celebrations. They were singing Christmas carols. The troops were on the street. The Germans were out singing and raising hell too. Everybody's killing each other, but they're still having a Christmas Eve. They were half drunk on both sides too, I think. They were drinking.
The day, you mean, everybody was hung over.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty, some of them were pretty hungover. Yeah. Right, well, I think that takes us far enough through that. It was that sort of thing. And now, you wanted to ask Molly something, didn't you, about...
Yeah, well, I mean,